flies across this ancient sky. I don't have the luxury of despair. Seen through the eyes of a blameless child, suffer they do to come to you. There's a bike in the road where it shouldn't be, and a 12-year-old taken into custody, where he's scarred and scared, stripped of rights. What the eyes don't see, the mind can't fight. You just don't do that, but you just do. And sometimes I want to, but as the sun rises in my children's eye, I don't have the luxury of despair. As the night rips stars across these ancient skies, I don't have the luxury of despair. Unless the sun, as it rises in my children's eyes, I don't have the luxury of despair. Passion of fear and dread. You look me in the eye and you'll see my heart. I'll look you in your eye and I'll see your heart. Just look me in the eye and you'll see my heart. Plant trees of life and bury the dead. And if the cockerel crowed, what would I deny? I hope any tyranny that met my eye, or the right of domain over the mind of a man, or the lie, cannot be equal and free. The walls divide, another side and a deep blue sea, and it was made for you and me. And as the sun rises in my children's eye, I don't have the luxury of despair. As the night rips stars across this ancient sky, I don't have the luxury of despair.
Oh no!
Joe's primitive bar!
Nah!
Welcome
suspicious. Yeah, for something that just ain't your fault. If you complain, they're gonna get vicious, kicking your teeth and charge you with assault. Yeah, but I can see the chickens coming home to roost. Young people everywhere are gonna cook their goose. Lots of kids are working to give you the theme blues. Everybody's sick of the American rule. Well, 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 take a look around. 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 Well, 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 take a look around.
Soldier in the night. Bruce Springsteen, Tracy Chapman, Sting, Peter Gabriel, Yusu Endur doing Bob Dylan's Chimes of Freedom. Going back to the 1988, 89 maybe, I don't know. Human Rights Now Amnesty International tour that went all over the place, except, of course, Winnipeg. No Bruce apparently in that display at the Human Rights Museum. Of course, no Tom Morello either, except well, the Rage bus is somewhere in that building. It's not part of the display though. There's no actual Rage Morello stuff in the Resistance and Change exhibit, which is kind of odd. Apparently, that's what I hear, anyways. I don't know. I haven't been myself. I'll go soon. Before that, Amethyst Kia. And gosh, that song is just the best, isn't it? From her album Weary and Strange, Black Myself. We also heard MC5 featuring the late, great Wayne Kramer. The American Ruse from the Back in the USA album, produced by John Landau, by the way. One of the worst productions on a record ever in history. It's the worst sounding record I think I've ever heard. It was recorded using tin cans and wire. That's all they used. I don't know. I'd be embarrassed to put my name on that as produced by. It just sounds so awful, and they've, you know, it gets reissued all the time, and there's a whole slew of MC5 reissued albums out right now, actually, brand new, and they don't do anything to them. That, if ever a record needed cleaning up, it's that one. Anyway, Martin Joseph, we heard in there. There's a guy who walks it like he talks it, from his album Sanctuary, The Luxury of Despair. And we started that set off with Tracy Chapman from her 1988 debut, And Why. Well, Toby Keith died the other day. Now, have we ever played Toby Keith before? We played him once. We're going to play the same thing we played the last time we played Toby Keith. I'm on Team Chicks. If you're on Team Chicks, let's face it, you got no real use for Toby Keith. But, you know, something about him. I mean, yeah, he's a redneck. He's a total right-wing, you know, nut bar. And you can say no end of, you know, bad things about him. And I'd agree with every one of them. But I don't know, something about him. You know, he wasn't Ted Nugent. He wasn't Kid Rock. There was something about him. And I don't know if you saw Stephen Colbert last night. He did a little tribute to Toby, who he was proud to call a friend, even though he's, you know, like he said, there's a million things they disagreed on, but something about the guy. And, you know, as much as I love the Chicks, much as I love them, they've never covered a Roger Miller song before. And, well, it's, yeah, we're a little tardy, but this is the 707 Roger Miller break featuring Toby Keith. Dig this band.
Incognito Bandito. Somebody yodel in a hobo moan. Here's Jimmy, he did. He been a long time gone. He been a long time gone. A long time gone. If you wanna get to heaven, got a D.I.E. You gotta put on your coat and T.I.E. Get the rabbit out the L-O-G. You gotta make a cold motion like a D-O-G. Like a D-O-G. Like a D-O-G. I got a good woman. What's the matter with me? What makes me wanna love? She see look like a place I came in, look like a place I came in. Place I came in. Like a D.O.G. That's a band, y'all.
Know why
F-U-T-K. That's the Chicks there from the album Taken the Long Way. Yep. And The Long Way Around is what that song was called. Toby Keith died. Jeez. We heard the 707 Roger Miller break. It was brought to you by Toby Keith tonight. Two bonus tracks on his album, Bullets in the Gun, the deluxe version. A couple of live things, Chug-a-Lug, and just the greatest version ever of I've Been a Long Time Leaving, but I'll Be a Long Time Gone. Indeed you will, Toby. What a band on that number, huh? Holy moly, smoking band. Yeah, Toby Keith. Generally, who cares? But, you know, I don't know. I don't think he was that bad a guy. But, man, they're dropping like flies this week. This just in off the wire. A little shocking, a little depressing, and sad as all get out. And I'm thinking of our pals Jan and Tim, who I believe are currently on the Outlaw Country cruise. Well, today Mojo Nixon did a show like he does on the Outlaw Country cruise, and believe it or not, passed away. I don't know if he died on stage or shortly thereafter. Details are sketchy, but yeah, Mojo Nixon passed away today on a freaking boat, for Pete's sake. And Don Henley still walking around.
This is the sound of my brain. Then I said, this is the sound of my brain on Don Henley. Then I said, one, two, three, four. He's a tortured artist, used to be in the Eagles. Now he whines like a wounded beagle.
Get your head out of your tail.
If you hadn't heard the news, Mojo Nixon passed away today while on the high seas, causing all kinds of trouble. You know he was. It's hard to talk about the passing of somebody like Mojo Nixon. You hear somebody say, "Oh, Mojo Nixon just died." Is it a joke? Is it a joke? Sounds like a joke. There's a punchline coming. But no, he actually died today on the Outlaw Country Cruise. Crazy. Yeah, well, and here I am sitting with no Mojo Nixon CDs. Just picking stuff off the internet as we can. But we'll do something a little more focused. We'll bring that to you next week. I'm going to have to go home and cuddle up with my bust of Elvis, which is signed by Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper. That last cover of Bruce Springsteen's The Big Payback there comes from Mojo and Skid's very first record. And we also heard Don Henley Must Die from the album Mojo before that. And Don Henley's still walking around. Mojo Nixon dead. Hell of a thing. But you know, I know Mojo wouldn't want us to preempt International Clash Day. So that's what we're going to go out with here tonight on the Twang Trust. This is International Clash Day, and released just today, specifically for International Clash Day. Here's a cover of the old classic Bank Robber from Canada's Own. Teke, teke.
321。 Hey, this is Chuck Prophet, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM. It rocks like a bitch. You can say that on the radio, bitch.
The Clash on International Clash Day, Jail Guitar Doors. Tom Morello was talking about that one, or at least what do you call it? A charity that Billy Bragg actually formed in England, and Wayne Kramer from the MC5 took over for the U.S. chapter, raising money for music to happen in jails, and for good reason. He was, if you're paying attention to that song, the Wayne that gets mentioned in the very first verse was in fact Wayne Kramer, who did some time in jail and came out of it and really turned his life around and did great work for a lot of folks. And look it up. Well worth looking up and knowing about. Before the Clash, we heard Chuck Prophet doing Hateful. He did the whole London Calling album live once upon a time in England. I think they toured it around Europe for a while. We heard Hateful from that. We also heard, speaking of Tom Morello, Tom sitting in with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band for a version of the Clash's Clampdown. And brand new from Montreal's Teke Teke, a new take on Bank Robber there for International Clash Day. That's it for the Twang Trust. We're going to be back here 1 week from tonight for week one of the Twang Trust Fun Drive show. And we'll bring more Mojo Nixon with us, for sure. And, yeah, we'll leave you with this Clash nugget from Mr. Dwight Yoakam from his Under the Covers album. We'll see you next week, kids.
Say he stands by your man. Tell me something, 'cause I don't understand. You said you loved me, oh, and that's a fact. And you left me.